Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio
without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Hello, you are listening Diversity Records.
We are young people from all the parts of Europe.
Today you listen to voices of Osh, interviews and sound creation. But first,
listen to Vox Populi at the market.
How many languages do you speak and which one?
Five, Portuguese, French, Spanish, English and Italian.
Very well, only French.
A little bit. I speak English, I speak German too.
Three. English, Dutch and German.
Three French, English and Spanish.
Moi, je parle le catalan, le français.
Why would you recommend for other Europeans to visit France?
France is already a nice country. Nice culture, nice people, a nice history. They respect they used to respect the nature, and this is quite nice.
Well, the nature is really beautiful, and the cities, the old cities, are really nice. The weather, of course, in southern France. The people,
France
the food.
France is a beautiful country. I go to travel, and I've not seen all the friends, so I continue. Yeah.
And in which European countries have you been?
When I was
Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Germany.
And why did you choose these destinations?
Some of them because I had some friends over there living there, so it's free to stay there. Others because there was exchange programs which allowed me to go there. Others to discover.
What about Europe or France before the EU?
I have no idea. I don't know. The European Union allows us to travel easily. I don't know what to say.
It was a bullshit. War, no free circulation of people. It's much better now.
La guerre, war. Each country, each person know the war, and it's horrible.
Ambivalent. There are positive things and negative things. I remember it when it was you couldn't travel for free and we had no euro.
Moi, j'ai connu mon père qui était très pour l'Europe.
European Talks. We make your voice heard wherever you are.
Wo auch immer du bist.
Ovunque tu sia.
Laikus tari būtu.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mobile Radio. My name is Jakub, and I will be your host for today. And boy, do I have a treat for you. I'm sitting here with Sylvain, and we are going to talk about Silent Concert. So, Sylvain, first of all, how are you today?
Yeah, super. Nice.
Super?
Yeah,
nice.
Very happy to be here.
Awesome. So let's just jump right into it. Can you tell me what is a silent concert?
A silent concert is a concert that if you have not a headphone with you, you can hear and listen anything about what's going on in the venue.
Oh, okay. Can you elaborate a little bit? Because
yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So it's more focused on electronic music, mm-hmm. but it's nice with rock music without drum, because the important stuff is to have let's say, maybe I will start with the beginning, because it's not...
That's usually the best way to start.
Yeah. No, because it's Le Placard. Le Placard is the name of a French guy who organized Le Placard concept. Mm-hmm. So Placard concept, he was in Paris. It's a guy who said, I want to organize party and techno party. But it's very complicated to rent a venue, to book DJs, and so on and so on, and I have no money. So I decide, maybe I can organize a concert in my apartment. It's so loud to make a techno concert. And say, and maybe if I said to my friend, maybe some little audience, to bring headphone, mm-hmm. we can organize a silent concert in my apartment. So he said, let's go, let's start. And it started like that. So it was the idea to organize techno concert in apartment. So the idea is to invite local DJ and then, thanks to internet, international DJs, they make like a live music for maybe 1 hour, but from a DJ from Canada, for example.
That's super interesting and actually like a genius thing. My question is, what does it take to set this whole thing up? Because I imagine it's not easy with the headphones and with the internet and so on. So what are the biggest challenges of organizing an event like this?
So the big challenges is actually the material. So it's important to have some special amplifier for headphones, because you need to amplify the sound from the, say, the sound system of the DJ. But after, it costs you about, let's say, 200 euro. And then you have, now it's quite usual that people have a headphone. So you just ask to people to bring headphone, and otherwise we have some headphone in the back to provide that people can listen to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth, me I organize since 5-6 years now some silent concert or headphone meeting, sometimes we name this, and we organize in room or venue is not dedicated to concerts. So it can be like an atelier for screen printing, or I don't know, a gallery, or apartment, a house, or a park sometimes. Yeah.
I wanted to ask about that. Like, what is the craziest location you ever did this with?
So I think it's in a park with no electricity. And the idea is to have to bring the, the battery for the car. And you take, we put out the battery of the car, and we bought a little system that make 12 volt and 220 volt. After, we put all the rest of the materials. And we put the headphone, and with no information, so no communication. So it was people, what's going on? Because we set up all the system, and it was in Bordeaux this time. It was pretty cool.
So this is your favorite one?
Yeah.
Awesome. And how do people usually react when, you know, they? Well, first, when they enter, are they surprised, like, what's going on? And then when they're leaving, how they feel when they're leaving?
So the first impression is it's nothing here. So that people just doing like that, so with silence. So it's quite so strange, actually. And you feel little by little, this, you have two parties in one. One people who are just make discussions, and other was dancing because they have the music in the headphones. So sometimes you see people that's just
Must feel weird, right? Yeah. When you see people dancing and you can't hear any music.
Yeah, so you just listen the food and like, wow, super nice! Because people shout.
Are they loud? Yeah. They're shouting, right?
Yeah, because you are like in a concert venue. So you want to speak to your friend, you have not speakers, very loud, but you are like in a place that where the speaker is loud because you are very using your voice very loud to communicate. So it's so strange. So sometimes you have just people shouting, and.
But I presume they must love it, right?
Yeah,
it's a different experience.
It's very different experience. But for the techno, sometimes you like, you know, the vibration of your body, and sometimes you are missing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, is there a way how we and the listeners can somehow visit this silent concert?
So we try with a project, it's a web radio on cour.fr. We try every 3 months to organize this kind of silent disco. We try.
And the next one?
That, I don't know, maybe it will be in, I don't know, end of this year for sure. We will try to do something in Toulouse.
Okay. And if people are interested and want to find out, don't want to miss it, you know, where they can find the information?
So the information is on court.fr. It's our website of the radio, and you go in event, you have all the next event with this kind of system. Yeah,
awesome. Well, I can tell you, I would love to be there. So I invite you.
Yes. And maybe we can think differently. So if you know DJ from Czech Republic.
Oh, we actually do.
We can, let's say, he can play in Prague, and we can listen in Toulouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. This is a beginning of a beautiful relationship, I think. Okay, Sylvain, thank you very much for taking the time and telling us about Silent Disco. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Have a nice day.
Do you want to discover more
about our interests?
Listen to the
following interview.
So, welcome again. I think today we will discuss about transversal art and interdisciplinarity. I think it's a topic a bit about our little radio show. And maybe can you introduce you?
Yeah. I'm Gerardo, and this afternoon I talk about the teaching mode and the art production of my course, the New Media Art course of the Academy of Fine Art in Napoli. And
Can you explain me what is this course? Exactly?
Today we talk about interdisciplinarity, and we just put in relation all the subject that there is into the course. So we not study in the morning computer graphic and in the afternoon sound design, but during the producing of the masterpiece of the art project, we put all together. For example, we have the necessity to use a computer graphic program, so it will be the moment to learn, learning doing, and by doing, there is something in English to say this. And we put this also to between the student. So a little guy of the first year have the possibility to work with a more great guy, and also with the teacher, because we think that the teacher not know more thing than you, but a different thing to you. So this could be a very fast thing to learning thing.
Yeah, this morning it was a discussion. You showed me your little button, like it's like Pixel Earth, let's say, and the hashtag Cuore di Napoli.
Cuore di Napoli.
Cuore Napoli.
Also with the hand.
Yeah, sorry, we are the regulars.
Because,
I
because you don't move the hand.
Yeah, so Cuore Napoli. And maybe you can explain me again this project.
Hashtag Cuore di Napoli is a project that exists in Naples since 6 years ago, and it is a project of the Mind Course. So are the students that take this art project, and we call him anthropologic relational sculpture. Because what we do is we go into a quarter of the city of Napoli each year change. The last edition is into Quartieri Spagnoli, that was one of the most poor quarter of the city, but stay in the center of the city. We work into periphery, but not of the periphery of sense, not periphery of geographic. And we stay in this place, all the students of the course. So 100 students stay in this quarter for 4 months, 5 months. And we meet all the people of this quarter. Before you talk about my badge, this is just a scene that we used like pretext to create relation between the people. In general, it's the place to suggest to us what we must do. So it's not the artist that came into a place and say, I am the artist, I won't put this thought here because it's beauty. No, it's the place or the people that suggest to us what dispositive to create, and the mission of our dispositive, installation dispositive, is a put in relation the people and accelerate the relation that there were before our arrival.
And how you select the artist? Because you said me before, participation, the locals have to be involved in the process, and the local are selected the artist?
No, it's funny, because what we do, we pass it really day after day, since by the morning, since to the evening, in the quarter, we meet all the commerciant, that vital commerciant, that there are all the association, all the grandmother that there are in this quarter, and they took part to the creation of the masterpiece. How? There is a final moment, where there is a party, really a party in the quarter, because for us the party is the more simple dispositive to put in relation the people, everybody in a party, talk with everybody, and there will be a party in this quarter where everybody take part to this party, just for the thing that they are. For example, a pizzeria do the pizza hashtag Cuore di Napoli, and during the party day give like present to the people, came a musicant that gratuite play for this party. For example, the last year a grandmother take with a pano, how to say in English, pano, basket?
Yeah,
a fries polpette by their balcony to all the people that came.
And what is the next action, let's say, for the next month or next years?
The next project
Maybe not next project with this project. What is the next action?
This is a project that have a moment during a year where there is this thing of the park that I say, but it's a scene that is ever present in the city. For example, on Instagram, there are more than 50,000 hashtag with this photo, because we use the hashtag to be a contenitor. So it's not a masterpiece that have a form like a quadro. It's a contenitor that take the form of thing that you put inside. And I don't know if I explain the answer.
Yeah, I get it. And where can I find out information about this project on the internet?
We have a channel on YouTube and a page on Facebook and on Instagram. The name of the project is hashtag Cuore di Napoli, so if you want information about it, you must search just hashtag Cuore di Napoli in Instagram or on Facebook. And the name of the course is Nuove Tecnologie dell'Arte. And there is also on YouTube a TEDx video that we have a speech to TEDx platform where we talk about the impact into the city of hashtag Cuore di Napoli.
And I think the next day we have to build Earth and to put in Osh maybe.
Yes,
to make a picture,
maybe,
to start the project.
Yeah, the next time, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to you. Okay.
What's the sound of Osh? Listen to it. What is your name?
My name is Carla.
Carla?
Carla.
How old are you, Carla?
We don't.
Me?
We.
What is your name?
My name is Carla.
How old are you, Carla?
8 ans.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio
without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
It's up to you.